before you did this, I read that you had so many different jobs, and one job in particular is hilarious. The story, you worked at the L.A. Zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Under false, I guess people said you were going to do something different than you ended up.
Well, yeah. Well, I actually filmed American Pie, and I made like $8,000, which was awesome at the time, because I would have paid them to be in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But I bought this Thunderbird, which was a total piece of crap, and it didn't work anymore. And then, so then after I filmed the movie, I went and got a job at a law firm, not as a lawyer, but I was like, you know, cleaning toilets and fixing things. And then my friend said, hey, I can get you a job, you know, feeding the animals at the zoo. I'm like, oh, I love Ace Ventura. I love animals. This is awesome. So I get the job, and then I, this, like, lady came out. She gave me this ridiculous outfit. This is, like, 2 months before American Pie came out. It was the first day. Actually, the first day of work was when we had a Rolling Stone did an interview about all the kids from American Pie. And so I'm thinking, okay, it's cool. You know, I'm doing a Rolling Stone interview. I'm going to feed some animals. And she goes, okay, so this is your food cart? You're going to be the churro guy? And I was like, churro guy? I thought I was going to feed the animals. And she's like, no, you're feeding the people. And I was like, so, like, it was so crappy because she's like, okay, so the first guy came up, he's like, I want nachos with cheese. I want a pretzel. I want a pretzel with salt. I'm like, dude, just give me 10 bucks. I'll just give you whatever you want. So then the next day, I was just getting pretty angry about the whole thing. And I just like, you know what? I haven't seen any animals. And I said to Enrique, I go, Enrique, just watch the churros, dude. I got to walk around for a while and see some animals. So I'm walking around and I see this gorilla. Well, yeah, I walk by the gorilla. And then I got hit in the back of the head with something, and I looked down, and it was a pine cone. And I thought, no way, the gorilla threw something at me. So I looked back, and the gorilla had another pine cone, was like flipping it up and catching it, like this. And I'm like, no way. And he chucked it at me. And I was like, and then from that point on, this is a true story. I looked at him, and we had this moment for like 2 minutes where I looked at the gorilla, and the gorilla was looking at me, and I go, and I felt like he was saying, I can't get out of this cage. But you can get out of this cage. And I was like, you're right, gorilla, I quit. And I quit the day, and then I got Final Destination, my second movie, the next day. True story. And if I hadn't quit, I wouldn't have gotten that movie. And I wonder what the gorilla's doing right now.
Yeah, in the cage.
I wonder if he thinks about me. You guys can see role models.
Right.
You
know? I love that you said, you're right, gorilla. I love that.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。